Ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could bring you tidings of joy this holiday season here from the Emerald City of Seattle, but unfortunately, we got the most homicides committed within the city in 44 years. We just rolled over in a homicide number 70. Let's talk about it. Here we go. I think Seattle is even ahead of Portland this year, I believe, or maybe we're super close. I couldn't come up with an actual number on Portland so far, but by comparison, so Seattle is at 70, and that's as of November 30th. I'm recording this for you in 2023. So we got a month left. We got a 12th of the year. I mean, this could be a record-breaking year. Going back to, man, who knows when. But to put that in perspective, in 2021, Portland, which it was a known quantity, hey, defunded the police. You had all those crazy Antifa, Black Lives Matter riots. You treated the downtown terribly. You just let things go. You don't have enough cops. Portland had 101 murders in 2021. And then I think 92 last year in 2022. And so far this year, it's really tapered off in Portland. Maybe, you know, the murderers out there, they're tired. They need a break. They've been working overtime. Or maybe they went up the I-5 to Seattle. We picked up a few of them. Here we go. A victim who was stabbed in June died from their injuries this month, marking the 70th homicide in Seattle so far this year. I sent out a little short on this on Instagram. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's SeanReynolds68. I think it was a Como news story on this very, issue right here. And I said, Seattle with record breaking year of homicides. This is defund the police in action. Boom. Right? 'Cause that's what we're looking at. That's what is going on. If you had a city that was under control, you wouldn't have this kind of thing. And these things, these trends, they run in patterns. And this one's an upward swinging one. But you know what's not an upward swinging one? Let's take a look at Chicago, where Let's Go Brandon Johnson is trying to convince his constituents that voted him into the office that the blame for Chicago's numbers should be placed on his predecessor. Yep. Yeah, Lori Lightfoot, or as we commonly refer to her as Beetlejuice, and also those right-wing extremists. You got to put the blame for Chicago's violence and homicides and immigration issues and budget issues on those right-wing extremists. Yep, he came literally right out and said that because right-wingers are an easy target. I blame them. Are there any in Chicago? How can you honestly come up with that? Well, anyway, so let's take a look at Chicago. All right, year to date, we got total homicides, 594. And we're doing a podcast on Seattle at 770. Chicago, 594. And how many of those are kids? Right? How many of those are kids? Chicago, you got to clean up your act. I mean, seriously, you voted in a guy that was going down the path of not being moderate. He went down that path of, you know, the typical crazy, you know, left wing stuff. We're going to do some justice reform. And how is that working out with 594 of your residents killed by homicide? Here's another one. Shot and wounded, 2,354. 2,354 Chicago's residents shot and wounded, not killed, wounded. Here's another thing. On the Seattle, I was reading some comments yesterday, and a really good point here in Seattle's favor. I'm not trying to butter you up because I'm from Seattle. I'm doing a podcast. I'll take a pop at any city because these are issues that we cover, right? One of the things that is probably held back from Seattle having an even more record-setting year as far as the homicides have gone is the fact that we have got Harborview Medical Center. Remember the big medical center that we had that explosion at the fentanyl tent? I-5, explosion in the medical tent in front of a big medical center. We got Harborview, which is our regional trauma center. It's renowned across the country. All right, guys dying, get them to Harborview. Without Harborview, we'd have a bunch more murders that would have actually happened. Also, Seattle Fire Department's got a whole bunch of EMTs on staff. They go out there and save lives. So to those first responders, yeah, they're holding back Seattle's records. So look at it however you want. But, you know, saving lives, that's what's most critical. And that's what we're doing here. We're looking at 70 homicides. So Seattle has officially broken its previous homicide record in recent history. There have been, I need to give you guys the, here's that jackass. Sorry, I'm jumping around on you here, but here's that jackass. Total homicides, 594, shot and wounded, 2,354. You want to go to heyjackass.com and check that out. I always look at that and go, oh my God, that is just terrible. So there have been 70 homicides so far in 2023. The previous record, based on Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs records, dates back to 1979, which was set in 1994. So this record keeping goes back to 79, and it was set in 1994. All right, that was right in between my son Kieran and my son Brennan being born. Remember we had all that gang violence? Let's call it what it is. It's gang violence, and that is what you've got going on here. You've got gang violence slinging the fentanyl, slinging the meth, slinging the cocaine, whatever it might be, slinging the rock, right? And then shooting each other when debts don't get paid and all kinds of other craziness. And you got a little homeless action in there. And then you've also got the normal. Yeah, I lived with my wife for 55 years and I just got tired of the bitching. So, you know, some crazy story like that. So I shot her. It's like, oh man, all those years, you just couldn't take it. What? Homicides rose sharply in Seattle between 2019 and 2020. It's because we kind of green lit all of this ridiculousness, didn't we? Hey, yeah, all this diversity, equity, and inclusion has been a green light. It's been a thumbs up for these criminal elements to just do whatever the F they want with zero repercussions. And that is what you are seeing. You are seeing the impact. You are seeing the full circle of defunding the police, not having enough cops on hand, making crimes that once used to be felonies into misdemeanors, not really taking care of any misdemeanors at all. And you can drive around here with, you know, headlight out, no tabs, you name it, and you're golden because nobody's pulling anybody over for anything. There was a car stolen just a couple of miles from where I am sitting in the Bridal Trails neighborhood, which is a really nice neighborhood of Bellevue. It's an equestrian neighborhood, believe it or not. Got a lot of horses, always has. It's just been one of those areas of Bellevue that, all right, we're going to have horses here. We're going to have, you know, small acreage setting homes, horse acre, meaning you have like one horse, 35,000 square foot sites, right? Got a lot of those, up to maybe a couple acres. A lot of people have horses. Somebody got their car stolen. And when the person was driving the car, cops are chasing. The person did an illegal maneuver. They jetted off into oncoming traffic. Cops had to pull back because Washington state law says if they're endangering people, we got to drop back because they don't want anybody injured. Yeah, that's my state for you. It's like, oh, that's geniusness, guys. So when the criminals do something really bad, you pull back and somebody's car is just boom, gone. That in years past, you would have caught them and you would have arrested them and you would have put them in jail. Yeah. So how's that working out? Well, here we are, right? So in 2019 in Seattle, we had 28 homicides. That is low. That's low. I mean, for a city the size of Seattle, got 750,000 people, you had 28 homicides. That's minimal. 2020, you got 52 homicides. Remember we had all the, oh, look, the crime stats are going up. They're almost doubling. Yeah, they almost did. All the crime is rising. And it did, right? It did. 2021, dropped back down. 42 homicides. All right, that's a mediocre year. City struggling. Yeah, it's just trying to get its footing and figure out, do we go with the Kia boys stealing cars or do we end people's lives over drugs? That's literally the storyline you've got going on. In 2022, Seattle had 52 homicides. This year, All right. We're at 70. I'm going to make a prediction. I say, let's see, what is that per, so we're 11 months in and we're at 70. So averaging six, I'm going to say we end the year at 77 homicides in Seattle. Ask me as we get close to New Year's, I'll revisit and go, oh, okay. If somebody could keep a watch on that. And you know how in the premieres, we've got somebody that's letting us know how many days of shoplifting we have left until Christmas. Maybe let us know, hey, you see any homicides going on in Seattle? Because then we can kind of tally that and see where we go. So we've gone from 52 homicides to 70 so far in Seattle. And this is literally just, this is for the most part, gang activity over drugs, because drugs have become such a prevalent thing, right? The trend mirrors impact seen across the state of Washington, according to the annual report compiled by the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. There were 394 murders reported in Washington state in 2022, setting a new all-time record. Oh, we should be so proud. So proud. But that's 394 murders in the entire state, right? Compared to 500 and how many in Chicago for just Chicago? 594. So you can see how just insane Chicago is, right? So the 394 murders in last year in Washington state eclipsed the record of 325, which was set in 2021. Not looking good. The crime report found that murders increased by nearly 17% in 1 year. Have you noticed how many short stories there are out there where people just whip out a gun without, I'm not talking just Washington or Seattle. I'm talking about anywhere. They just whip out a gun and start firing away, just start blasting away. Oftentimes they don't hit anything or they don't hit anything relevant, but you're like, what? What happened to a good knife fight, right? What happened to a little stabbing action? That's what it used to be back in the day. You can live throughout a knife fight. I mean, not if you get hit in a vital organ, of course. You know, your throat gets cut, whatever. But I feel like so many people lived through what was gang-level street violence back in the day when people were actually prosecuted for criminal activity. Yeah, now we don't prosecute for any. We don't even arrest. Let them go. The driver's doing something dangerous in the road. Let them go. We can't chase them. Bye. We'll catch up later. So bad. That's my state. All right. Yeah. This one was back in August. No Rules Playground. That's the name of this story. Jeremy Harris. Come on. Seattle records 50th homicide of the year, on pace for a record high. And we did not disappoint. I believe we are actually, we're doing a sprint towards the finish. Maybe my 77 murders is going to be a low number. Maybe we surpass 80. I don't know. Are we going to hit Portland's number? That's an aspiration. I don't think we're going to hit that. I mean, and we're talking about loss of life here. You know what I mean? And so it shouldn't be funny, but the ridiculous thing here is, oh yeah, yeah, let's defund the police because that'll work out. And now Seattle's council did not alter the police budget. They actually let the police keep a bunch of money so that they can continue operating, because the Seattle police were trying to hire, I think, like 75 police officers this year and another 100 something next year. But that is not going well. I mean, I think they've hired so far like 40 or 45, somewhere around there. Nowhere near the numbers they need, especially with the number of cops that are quitting. But that is a nationwide deal. So these criminals know, hey, I whip out a gun, I shoot somebody. You know, it's going to take the cops a while to get here. Shootings are more reported than a lot of other crimes because they're still so shocking, right? Shootings and auto theft, because people need a car. That's what I've been told anyway. So, you know, you defund the police and then you go, we're just going to shuffle those funds. We need to get some more to the community unarmed social workers. This should be fine. And then a couple of years later, here we are looking at 70 murders. Huh, how did that work out? Yeah, is this a coincidence? Are the shenanigans and the willy-nilly rate going through the roof? Is that just, well, you know, you can't really correlate the two. I call nonsense. I call absolute nonsense on this. This is child's play as far as understanding action, repercussions, right? Yeah. I wonder what would happen if we just demonized and policing in its entirety across the United States. You guys seen that new Fentanyl Floyd documentary? Yeah. And I refer to him as Fentanyl Floyd because that boy was into some fentanyl, wasn't he? Yeah. That new documentary. I mean, you're kind of like, what? Hey, now, why were the results of the autopsy released so much later? Why was the footage from the police officers released so much later than when all of this ridiculousness happened in the summer of 2020? Now, if you haven't seen that documentary, it's got Minnesota in the title, Fall of Minnesota, or Minneapolis, Fall of Minneapolis, I think it was. But what shocked me there was the identical nature of how the Minneapolis gave up the police department to Black Lives Matter and Antifa, exactly the same way that Seattle did. Exactly. Almost to a T. Right? You don't think this was coordinated? I mean, yeah. Yeah, then Derek Chauvin just got stabbed. I mean, they're going to take him out. They're going to take him out Epstein style. I'm afraid that before he gets, before there's an appeal, because I think there is well enough evidence to appeal his conviction. I mean, there's enough people that are out there that are going to state, hey, that move that he did on the neck, that is taught in police training in Minnesota. And it's taught elsewhere, right? It's taught elsewhere. And was he even on Fentanyl Floyd's neck? That's a point of contention, because there's no bruising on the dude's neck. There's no ligature strain. Yeah, that whole thing to me, need to see how that goes. Will anything come of that? Probably not. But it, you know, that documentary comes out and Chauvin gets stabbed. Yeah. So let's get back to our normally scheduled program here. You defunded the police, you took a crap on policing, and then all this criminal element came out. I mean, this isn't hard for reasonable people to go, yeah, this is what happens when you don't have consequences for actions. And so much of the activity out there, the shoplifting, I talk about Aurora Avenue. Seattle is becoming famous for its crime and just letting things go, because we can't put the genie back in the bottle. We've done a good job cleaning up the downtown, which is smart because that's where your tax base is. And that's how you're going to get more businesses back in. But all you've done is play whack-a-mole, and you've spread out that undesired element, the houseless, with all their criminal activity. You've just pushed that to different parts of the city. That is still going on, clearly, because even back in August, we recorded the 50th homicide of the year on pace for a record high, just like Portland was last year. But literally, I think the folks from Portland have moved their way up here to Seattle. You've got sweeps going on in both communities, but the homeless sweeps, that doesn't have as much to do with the murder rate going through the roof as it does the criminal element knows that they're going to be able to get away with this. And so, you know, let's be men here, and we'll whip out a gun and we'll just solve it on the spot. It's street justice, right? They are literally taking matters into their own hands, whether good, bad, or indifferent. Good, the bad, and the ugly, right? I mean, this is just what's going on. And so many of these cases, you will read through what happened. Yep, there's no eyewitnesses that are willing to talk about it, and we don't have any suspects. And yeah, if anybody has any information whatsoever at all, please, yeah, here's the telephone number for Seattle Police Department homicide. Yeah, this is not shocking. This is not surprising. Most of us that are reasonable said, well, you know what? Your murder's going to go up. Your crime's going to go up as your police officers drop. This is what you get. But even here in Seattle, our city council isn't willing to take those funds away from the Seattle Police Department because they're like, oh, yeah, we already found out what kind of happened there. We're not even, they didn't even go down the road of trying to deplete some of the money because there's all this money set aside for hires and for new salaries. That ain't happening. Same thing down in Portland. Ain't happening. Same thing in San Francisco. Ain't happening. Nobody wants to be a cop. I really don't blame them. If you watch that Minneapolis documentary, and it's on a website because YouTube won't carry it, you know, whatever. It's one of those things. Is it on Rumble? Maybe I found it on Rumble. No, I went right to the website. You just just Google documentary on Minneapolis. Some of the stuff in there, you're like, yeah, that makes about 100% sense. You know, when you get these you get these high profile reverends going in, they just steamrolled the whole situation, right? I mean, George Floyd, he was wildly out of control, resisting arrest. And he just did that. You know, he was just trying to manipulate the situation. And back in 2019, he did the exact same thing. So the shenanigans we've got going on in Seattle, that's as a result of, all right, this is what we're doing. It's go time, boys. Get out there and do what you need to do. We'll cover for you. Because in a sanctuary city like Seattle or Portland or LA or San Fran or New York, yeah, the world's your oyster. Just go do your thing, your criminal activity. And we'll, you know, we'll do a bunch of lip service about how we're trying to stop this activity from happening. In Chicago, they'll do lip service as to, those right wingers, they're the reason that we have such a high murder rate. They're the reason that we've got such an issue with not being able to have funds for our own homeless population here, houseless population. That's a ridiculous term. Who cares what it is, right? I mean, it's like, I hurt somebody's feelings. Really? You're doing drugs out on the street and it's hurting your feelings? Yeah, whatever. No, yeah, you're trying to place blame on all these different things. The bottom line is you need some more cops. Period. You had gang activity back in 94. You've got gang activity in 2023. You need a bunch of cops to run roughshod over all these criminals, and you don't have the manpower to do it. Now, I was talking earlier about how Aurora Avenue North is, you know, world renowned on YouTube for just having the ladies of the evening prance around in, you know, less than negligee you'd get at Victoria's Secret. Less. Because, I mean, they got to compete. So you got to drop that common denominator down to, even if it's 45 degrees, you're going to be wearing, you know, not much. Let's put it that way. And it's cold here. And so, you know, they're getting these videos of these poor young ladies being trafficked and, you know, walking up and down a highway, Highway 99, in the middle of winter in Seattle. With zero repercussions, because we've decriminalized that activity of selling your body on the street. That is no longer even really a thing. It's not illegal. It's just the act of the John paying for sex. That is illegal. So you got to bust the John. So all these girls walking up and down, they're literally not breaking the law. And there's this one section where everybody knows, all the pimps know, just take them up there, run them up there. It'll be fine. You got plenty of little hotels around that charge by the hour. Nobody needs an hour for that, but you know what I'm saying? Crazy stuff going on. This does not surprise me at all. You defunded the police. You can't get enough cops out there. You don't have enough cops to go around for the city. One of the interesting things on the recent budget in Seattle was that they retained all the money for overtime, because they know damn well without the number of cops that they need to run the Seattle Police Department. Same thing in everywhere else where they defunded the police. Same thing in Portland. You don't have enough cops to keep your streets safe. You're going to have to rely on the existing police officers to do overtime. And so you got to keep all this money in the budget for overtime, because you literally don't have the ability to hire new police officers at a rate that's going to give you a positive number Instead, you continue to backpedal and go absolutely backwards because you've still got cops quitting. I was reading about the number of cops quitting in, it was like 1,000 so far in New York City in 2023. The number of police that has quit in New York City is just astronomical. I mean, the numbers are, because it's such a big population, right? Here in Seattle, we've got what, maybe 600, and we're probably 600 shy, something like that. We're down like half. You know, the numbers are just, and I know that most of us on, you know, I consider myself more of a moderate, but I'm definitely on the right side of things. But any of us on that side, we've been saying, hey, you're going to have this stuff go on till you get some more cops. And the real issue is you don't have the ability to bring more into your system. And we've been proving that the last 3 years. It's been just a case study in villainizing a profession. And that is, you know, law and order. It's public safety. All right. You took a giant crap on that, you know, that industry. And guess what? What did you think would happen? Yeah. Shenanigans, willy-nilly, everywhere, right? And so these numbers have risen. Not shocking. Literally, what did you think would happen? All right. Let me know what you think your predictions are for number of homicides in Seattle end of 2023. Somewhere between 70 and 80, more than likely. That would be a strong bet. Above 80, you got to get some good odds on that, because that's a little bit of an outlier. Beyond 90, no, not happening. Not happening. We got a month to go. The average has been 6 point something. It's going to be somewhere in the 70s. I'm pretty convinced. All right. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks so much for supporting. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.